your life. Louise, tell us a little bit about the Birch Wellness Center. Now, what I understand from our discussion is this is kind of your one-stop shop for health, all your health and wellness needs. Who knew that such a thing existed?
Well, maybe not all your health and wellness needs, but certainly as comprehensive as I could think of. This was basically an idea that I've had probably for the past 5 years or so. I've been a therapist in private practice for over 20 years, and I found that in the world of, especially in counseling and psychology, we sort of, you know, work in our own little modality, and then the sort of physical health and wellness groups sort of were working in their modality, and there wasn't a lot of overlap other than referrals that maybe we would make once in a while to each other. Right. And I know that the public sector has been moving more towards this multidisciplinary kind of approach.
Yeah.
Bringing those two areas of health and wellness together. So I thought, well, in the private sector, maybe this is something that we could do as well. And this idea hatched, and I started, came to a crossroads last year at this time in my practice, and found a fabulous building, an old heritage home downtown, and decided, let's see if we can bring this together. And was able to find a very competent and wonderful small initial group that came over, a clinical psychologist, a psychiatrist, clinical social workers, and starting to get the word out. And Winnipeg is fantastic for the word of mouth.
Absolutely. Like, I had not heard of you guys, but now I know why, and that's because your brand spanking new.
We are new. We opened May the 1st, 2013. And I had sort of hoped that, you know, we would be up and running probably within a year, and already we are pretty much at full capacity with a very broad and diverse group of professionals.
Yeah. You even have an OT.
We do.
And you have a physio.
We do.
This is just unbelievable. I mean, this is so progressive. Well, like, who's doing this in Canada?
Yeah, there's not that many, certainly not in private practice, and your response has been pretty much what I've heard, you know, from the time that I started to talk with people about this idea, is this is such a great idea. Well, I thought so, too, and I'm very fortunate and thrilled that other people have thought so, and that the level of competence of people that have come forward to be involved in this and have shared that vision to really start working together and looking at the whole of the person, not just parts of the person in terms of their healing and recovery.
One thing that just fascinates me is that you talked about that kind of division between sort of what the psychologists do and what the more physically oriented treatment modalities do. And we're just now really understanding to what extent we are a mind-body.
Absolutely.
We're not a mind and a body. They are not separate entities. Everything that affects us physically affects us mentally, cognitively, emotionally, and vice versa.
Yeah.
And that's something that I talk a lot about in my seminars too, because it's so impossible to extricate these two parts of ourselves. And when you heal the body, you help heal the mind. And when you heal the mind, you help heal the body. And so looking at health from both perspectives, I think, is where you get the biggest bang for your buck. And that must be what you're seeing.
Well, absolutely. And it's really exciting to see how people from different disciplines, sometimes from very different perspectives on health and wellness, can come together and have discussions about, you know, their lens and what they bring to health and healing. Because really, it's all about the people that we work with, people who come through the doors, and looking at the best practices to offer them, to collaborate together, to communicate with one another, and to provide that kind of internal structure. When you talk about that one-stop shop idea,
that
was sort of the vision, and in a beautiful setting. So it's really thrilling to see how people have come on board with that. And just watching some of the professionals working together, even coming from those different modalities, I think that's really the way of the future in terms of healthcare.
So, absolutely. And they're learning from each other, aren't they?
Absolutely. Yeah. And supporting one another's work, which is, you know, when you're doing this kind of work, it can be a little bit of heavy lifting personally and professionally. And so just supporting each other's practice, I think, is helpful. It's we try to live the wellness model as well as, you know, provide that for our clients.
And it's interesting, when you work with other disciplines, you appreciate what each of you has to offer in a way that you can't if you don't work together.
Yes.
You know, when I have worked in sort of more isolation, you stop appreciating what everyone else has to offer that same issue, that same crisis or health crisis or injury or whatever that is, and you get into turf wars.
Yeah, you do,
right? Because you think that you your way is the right way. But when you work together like that and you're constantly collaborating, it must be just really a wonderful experience for everyone.
Yeah, and I think it also enhances your own work because, you know, I'm learning things. I love to have people that are providing me new information, new research, yeah. new perspectives, because I think you're never too old to learn.
Absolutely.
And I think it's enhanced my practice and just